question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Mary and I appreciate knowing you're out there listening to our broadcast as we get ready for today's showcase segment with Orlando Ashford of Holland America Line. And this portion of our program is sponsored by LifeLock.com that now includes Norton Security.
If you're using Bluetooth to connect with speakers, printers, and numerous other third-party devices with your smartphone or computer, security researchers say there's a pretty major vulnerability that you need to be aware of. Hackers can access Bluetooth to not only listen in on data being sent between two devices, but they can secretly alter it as well. This vulnerability affected every single standard compliant Bluetooth device that was tested by leading security researchers.
Mm-hmm. Folks, listen, there are so many ways cyber criminals can try to take what's yours. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has added the power of Norton Security for comprehensive protection against threats you can't easily see or fix on your own. And if you ever have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now for the first year. You'll save 10% when you use our promo code of RM at LifeLock.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
So you hear us talk about the brands of the world's leading cruise lines on this program with some frequency. They're all part of Carnival Corporation and includes Seabourn, Princess, Holland America, Cunard, Carnival, P&O, Costa, and Aida. But do you know what the various brands offer travelers and who are their target passengers or what are they seeing as their specialty that differentiates them from others? Orlando Ashford is the president of Holland America Line, and we invited him to join us today to help share what makes his cruise line unique and explain the types of experiences travelers can expect with them. I'll leave the rest for Orlando. Let's get right to him as he's holding on that show hotline.
Orlando, thanks for joining Mary and me. How have you been and how's your 2019 travel season been so far for Holland America Line?
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it continues to be a busy time in travel, but we're continuing to get the ships full and sail them all around the world, and it's been a very, very active season, as always.
Well, which is good news indeed. So, Orlando, listen, you're the president of a company that in a few years will celebrate 150 years in business. You have 14 mid-sized ships. You visit over 400 ports of call, take travelers to more than 100 different countries and all seven continents around the globe. So I saw that you hold a Master's of Science degree in organizational leadership, and I know that you've also held a number of executive positions with Mercer and Coca-Cola prior to joining Carnival Corp. From your top-down perspective that you have, what are some of the strengths you see in Holland America's operations?
Yeah, so a couple of things. And so the cruise business is a people business, and Holland America Line even more so. So we really focus on creating authentic experiences for our guests as we take them around the world. And so the execution of the destination, creating opportunities for our guests to have a real exchange, a cultural exchange with the places that we go. And then when they're on board, creating some wonderful authentic experiences, particularly in the areas of food and live music. And so the way I describe it is that Holland America Line is the cruise line for that modern explorer that really wants to see the world and can appreciate an awesome meal and can really enjoy some wonderful best-in-class music. And so for that person, we're a perfect place to way to explore the world.
Sounds terrific. So I want to talk a little bit about some of your ships. Carnival Corporation CEO Arnold Donald has been on the show several times with Robert and me in the past, and I recall a conversation that we had with him off-air last time we spoke with him about this ship, the New Staten Dam, that you debuted last year, and I think it's the sister ship to the Konigsdam. So how are these ships doing, and do they reflect where you're taking the brand moving forward?
Yeah, the ships are doing great. So we're very excited about our pinnacle class ships. And so, as you mentioned, the New Staten Dam just joined the fleet end of last year. And we have a third pinnacle class ship that is under construction right now called the Rheindam. So in spring of 2021, we will have three pinnacle class ships. And to your point, it's exactly a point towards where we're going with Holland America Line. We continue to be focused on mid-sized ships, ships with a little more room, a little more space for our guests. They're bigger, but not as big as some of these mega ships, so we're able to go to those 400-plus ports, so we're continuing our focus on destinations, but in addition to that, creating some wonderful energy on board with our culinary offerings and our live music offerings. So we have more live music venues than any other cruise line at sea, and so for that person that really wants to get that balance between going to a lot of great places and going in a classic style that they'll really enjoy with great food and great wine and great music. Holland America Line overall is great, but our new pinnacle class ships is a new expression in our ability to deliver that.
Well, you know, I want to build on that a little bit because you've done a good job in giving people an idea of what you're offering. But, you know, as Mary mentioned while introducing you, one of the reasons that we invited you on the program today is to help educate the million or so listeners that we have, you know, that this program reaches each week about how Holland America Line differs from other brands within the Carnival Corporation family, if you will, and other competitors out in the marketplace. So for someone right now listening who has never cruised with Holland America Line, you know, Orlando, I'd like you to explain, if you will, you know, what you think makes the offerings that you have different and the type of travel experiences that you and your team work hard to make sure that passengers get.
Yeah, so we focus on a number of things. So if I think about what really differentiates us, one is around the destinations and the way we execute those destinations. So we really try to focus on creating differentiated, authentic exploration of the destination. I'll give you one example. So imagine if you're a food person, if you're a foodie, it's one thing to come into a port and to go and have a wonderful meal at a wonderful restaurant. That's great. It's another thing to come into a port, have an opportunity to meet a local chef, go to the place, the market where they procure their food and the meats and the vegetables, to go back to their restaurant, engage in a cooking your demonstration, or actually participating in cooking with that chef, pairing it with wines, having a full immersive culinary experience, and then going back to the ship. And so lots of cruise lines go to lots of places, but we really try to provide an opportunity for our guests to have a connection, an immersion with that destination as best as possible. And so that's one way that we look to differentiate. The other thing, you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, Orlando, I just want to pick up a little bit more with this because you did mention music earlier, and I think a lot of our listeners want to hear a little bit more about that. You have some terrific brand partnerships. You've got one with Oprah, and you've got one with Rolling Stone Rock. So can you just touch on a little bit more about your
Because that will be bringing people back in,
really,
I would think,
that's
too.
Bringing repeat people as well, I would think. People that have already cruised with you can come back and enjoy other activities.
Yeah, well, over the last 4 or 5 years, we've gone down a path with some very powerful music partners. So B.B. King's Blues Club, Lincoln Center Stage, Billboard Onboard, Rolling Stone Rock Room. And here's the thing that's important to understand. I use the word authenticity and authentic on purpose. Mm-hmm. We did not just create a partnership and slap their brand over top of a house band. We have people that we have procured from those venues. I get letters all the time, and they say, gee, Orlando, the Lincoln Center Stage people, they're so wonderful, it's almost like they're from Lincoln Center. Well, they're from Lincoln Center.
Well, they are. Yeah, that's...
And that's the caliber of musician. Same thing with the Rock Room, same thing with the B.B. King's All-Stars. They're dedicated musicians with expertise in that genre of music, and that's what they do. They execute that genre of music each and every night. And so for the person that loves live music, high-quality live music, you will love what we offer. Imagine on our Pinnacle Class ships, all of those venues are all there in an area what we call Music Block. So you can do sing-alongs at Billboard Onboard. You can go into the Rock Room and listen to some classic rock. You can listen to B.B. King's and Lincoln Center, and they're all within a few feet of each other.
Yeah,
all right, well, one
great.
thing I want to take you in a different direction. You know, we've got about a minute and a half or so with you. Mary and I, we've been up to Alaska. We broadcasted the show from there. When we were there, we couldn't help but notice the various land tours with Holland America, Princess, and other operators. So I know Alaska is a big part of your operations. Tell us right now, though, about the new McKinley Chalet Resort that you just opened up there earlier this summer. How is that helping your business?
Yeah, so Holland America Line has been going to Alaska for over 70 years. So we really define ourselves, and a core element of our business is Alaska. We'll say we are Alaska. It's a part of our fabric. And so it's a wonderful place to be. The best way to see Alaska is on a cruise ship. One of the things that's exciting about what we are able to offer, and it's unique for Princess and Holland America, in addition to what we offer from a cruise perspective, we also offer some wonderful opportunities to explore Alaska on land. And so you mentioned the McKinley Chalet, which is at the base of Denali, and so it's a beautiful venue where you can enjoy food, you can sit at the base of the mountain, you can listen to music, you can have a drink, and then you can hike and truly explore and feel the rustic elements of Alaska while you're in the comforts that's comparable to the things that you would experience on a ship. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that's a little bit extra that we are able to offer our guests, so you can see the Alaska from the cruise ship, but you can also experience it on land.
Well, Orlando, we're going to have to leave it there today. Folks, I also want to point out, check out the Explore 4 promotion that's going on with Holland America right now. That's coming up for travel for next year, and you have to book that through the end of September. So check that out on their website. Orlando, really nice to speak with you today. We look forward to connecting again, and you're always welcome. So have a nice weekend, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, Orlando. Take care.
All right, take care.
All right, there goes Orlando, HollandAmerica.com, folks. Right now, as we prepare to take a break, a reminder, please connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. If you want to hear something again on the show, remember we archive all the hours on our website, RMWorldTravel.com. We'll be right back after this quick break. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.